been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it.
What's up? Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of That Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building with the team that's fully assembled again. Everybody, introduce yourself, player.
Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success, you know, aka They All Love Me. You know what I mean? It's not my fault. Feel me? Ladies, I see y'all.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
It's Bud Girl Tanya. What's up, guys? I'm back.
The long awaited return.
It was 2 weeks. Highly anticipated return.
It was 2 weeks.
It was two. Boy, it's 2 weeks. 14 days. Whole fortnight. Bi weekly paycheck.
Wow.
My cousin in the building, too. Francis was good. Just opened up his own barbershop in Canada.
That's my boy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's doing big things. He's doing big things over there.
Congrats, Francis.
Shout out. Pull up on him in Canada. Drive 8 hours to go get a haircut. Straight up.
My name one.
If you don't know, today is Mother's Day. Before we start, I got to say happy Mother's Day to all the females in the building, all the females from the Brown Holy Water Facebook group.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you. We appreciate you. Keep doing your thing.
Yes.
Be great.
Yes. Hugs and kisses.
We're going to talk about Mother's Day a little bit later on, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to start off with education and dating.
Mm-hmm. What about
education and dating?
Like, shape up and shit.
Yeah, you got shape up, got a hair.
Yeah,
a
little.
Ooh. I see you.
Ooh, I want to know: could you date someone who has little or no formal education? I'm guessing from that it's like no high school education. Let's say
that's about the minimum,
that.
Right?
Yeah, that's about the minimum. I mean, I know people that dropped out of junior high school and all that shit. Could you? So, let's give the floor to Tanya. Since she was gone, we miss your voice. We miss you talking for 10 minutes straight. Let's go. Yeah, you started off. Could you date somebody? And you're a very educated woman, too. So, I would like to hear your answer.
Yeah, I could. I really could.
You could?
I could. My education doesn't define me. And I say I could because... I actually know a lot of people who are highly educated, but their partner, you know, dropped out of school. And I believe in learning different things from different people. And I'm pro-education, but I also feel that part of our education system is kind of warped in a sense that I think we all have different skills and abilities, but we have an education system that just is kind of linear in how they... They measure us. So somebody, we can't all be doctors and lawyers and astronauts and scientists, but there are people who are skilled with their hands who make great livings off of that and never set foot in a classroom, and they're good people. They function well in society. So them not having a bachelor's degree or a master's degree doesn't make them less worthy to love.
Okay.
So I could date somebody without.
Black.
I feel you.
Mr. GPA 4.8.
You know, it's a few degrees in my house. As far as someone that is not, I mean, it depends. Because if I could still be mentally stimulated, then we're good.
Mm-hmm.
If the conversation is still there, then we're good. If not, then no. Because everyone don't make their money the same way. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? There's two kind of people. There's two type of workers. You know what I mean? You either get paid for your brain power or you get paid for your manual labor. You understand? Whichever one that you do is cool. So that doesn't mean that you're not going to be a successful adult that have bills in your own place and so on and so forth just because you didn't go to Harvard. You understand? Mm-hmm. But if you can't engage in conversation, or if I got to break some stuff down or find different words or basic words that you might understand just to have a normal conversation. Like, it is some people that overdo it. They're super educated. Now they want to SAT you to death.
Oh my mm-hmm. God.
You know what I mean? Yes, this is the vernacular. You do. Calm down. About, what the just say you hungry.
Talking about plate tectonics over Rasta pasta.
Yeah, like relax. You understand? Like, it's some people that overdo it. So I don't need to talk to you like that. Like, you can talk to me just regular, but if I could hold a basic conversation with you, then we still good. And you could still put in 50% of the bills, then we good.
So what do you, is it a, you said, I know you said it depends, but could you like date somebody and say, oh, I dropped out of sixth grade?
It depends on what they're doing in life. Like, if they dropped out of sixth grade to do what? Like, what happened after that? Like, now you're grown. All right, cool. What the fuck happened in between? That's a long story. Right. Mm-hmm. So I still got to figure out what the fuck are you doing? You could have dropped out of sixth grade, figured something out, got your GED, went to the military. Now you're back home and you're on reserve. Are you mm-hmm. not? What's the difference between your story and somebody else that went to college and dropped out? Yeah. You understand? There's just a little bit of wiggle room as far as experience and socializing, as far as, you know, growing up, you learn a lot through going to school and getting your ass whipped and knowing that you're a bum, that you're not fly in presentation, and how important it is to either feel accepted or stand out. So those things, if those things are missing, then socially you might be, you know what I mean, a little bit not there. If you really dropped out at sixth grade and wasn't really around motherfuckers. But if you there and everything is good, then we straight. You know what I mean?
Danny.
You have to at least have a high school diploma.
Gotta have a high school diploma for you to take them seriously. GED? Same thing?
GED, yeah. You can have a GED, but you at least have to have a high school level of education. I mean, past that, I mean, it really doesn't matter, as long as, like he said, you can mentally stimulate me and you educate yourself outside of school.
La, can you back your camera up a little bit? You are like all up on the camera.
I look good.
leave it where it's. Oh, that's why they gave me the distance. Huh? Yeah. I don't know. There you go.
But why did
Well, education like, why is very important high school, to me. Like, education is very important to me, and I feel like kind of what he said, what Black said, if you have to be doing something outside of that, it has to make sense. So if you're just dropping out because you ain't shit, or because you like, school is not for everybody, understandable, but if you ain't doing anything outside of that, if you ain't, you know what I mean, trying to start a business or trying to put something together and working towards that, then that's a problem. And the majority of people who do drop out of school, that's usually what's happening. You dropped out because it's just not for you. You hanging with your friends, or you doing something, or and you're just not doing what you're supposed to do. So, but to me, at least have a high school education or GED, and we could work the rest out, as long as you're educating yourself, and you know, we can have certain type of conversations, because I like to have certain type of conversations. So
okay. One of the richest guys I know, he dropped out of school like for family reasons, you know, just being back home, being in the Caribbean, and family couldn't afford certain things, he dropped out. But he had like a hustler spirit. He's just so smart. Like he said, listen, I used to always go sell what we call cool down, is like we put juice in the bag. He's like, after church in the hot sun, because Caribbeans is always hot, he's like, I always make sure I got a bucket of cool down coming out the church entrance. And he's like, that's how I started my first business. And he was preteen doing that. Now he has businesses in 6 countries. And you would never know. That's how early he dropped out in school. So it's honestly, as somebody who's taught me so much in business, just being around business. So that's another reason why I kind of say, you know, it's not a deal breaker for me. Like Black said, it's what you do afterwards, you know.
Mm. Dancers don't got to be so smart. You dance.
Not for now.
If you're a dancer, lot of them, there's people that live for the rest of their life.
What kind you of mean dance? Like
strippers?
No, like let's say like Chris Brown dancers. Type of dancers, oh. Like backup dancers for people that do all that
well,
shit.
Well, you still gotta have some type of yeah. Sport. You gotta take. You can't always anything that's physical. You can't do it forever. So you always gotta have like a even basketball players. They be mm-hmm. super nice, and once you finish, most of them go bankrupt if you dumb. You gotta be able to mm-hmm. channel your money from your, with your talent, your physical talent. You gotta channel it to something smart.
But they
smart.
Don't. I mean, they smart, don't teach that in school anyway.
Exactly. They don't teach nothing in school. I was gonna
say, no.
And if you're smart, yeah, so
at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, you learn that with life.
But basketball is also an advocate for education. So regardless, either way,
basketball can be an advocate for education because most of them ain't finished.
I know a lot of educated dumb people. Like they have all the education in the world, but they just can't make sound decisions. They can't manage their money. They just.
No.
But I do. So it's like you need that balance in your life. And if somebody could survive on not having to not. Filling out bubbles in a test A, B, C, or D to get a GPA and graduate, I'm okay with that. I'm honestly okay with it. Once you're a fully functioning adult, I'm okay with it.
Do you think people that have a formal education always have a one-up on people who don't?
Do you think people who have a formal education always have a one-up?
Yeah, on people that don't. Let's say the college graduate versus the GED person.
No,
do you really have the one up?
No, that's stupid. That's stupid. It's some people that's got
so
their
why you
GED.
Go to college for?
Because you see,
work.
College is like
work without college.
You want to be a worker.
I got this right.
If you want to be a worker, you have to have a college education. If you want to work for somebody, if you want to work for corporate America or anything, you have to have some type of education. Unless you are a business starter. So regardless, that's why when you go and you fill out applications, they say, well, this is the requirements. You have to have a 4-year degree with 6 years experience or what. Whatever it is, but if you want to be a worker, then you have to have an education.
How am I have a 4-year degree with 6 years experience?
That's how it is now.
So for those of you that drive, right? When you see those lights behind you and you stop, and the officer come up to your window and he asks for your license and registration, that's just they want to have proof that one. You are legalized to be driving. You are supposed to be driving. That's the first thing. You understand? Because you go to jail. If you're driving without a license, you go to jail. Your car isn't registered at all, you're going to jail.
Okay.
You understand? In adult life, for a lot of people that want to secure a job and make sure that they're in the competition or conversation for positions that is open, they need the license. The license for many people become the degree. And then your registration become your resume, the experience that you gain throughout life. So once you have those two, it just open up the windows for you to get that car, get that job or position certain places, because people want to make sure that you are able to work within an institutional structure. That's all college is. Come at this time, leave at this time, do this, do that. And you go to work and you do the same exact shit. It's the same program.
Mm-hmm.
They're just getting you ready for it. So you got to make sure you have your license. That's why you go to school.
Yep.
Some people go to school and get nothing out of it. You end up going to school and go get a job and it probably wasn't beneficial. But guess what? Without it, you would have been even more fucked up.
Yep.
So do you have an upper hand as far as working? Maybe. Depend on what your fucking talents are. But if I could do it all over again and I really wanted to work outside sometimes, I'll do construction. I'll get my GD and do construction.
I wouldn't
do construction. A motherfucker do a 50. I mean, I can't do it because I can't be in the sun. I can't do the cold. But I'm saying if I was about that life, you know what I mean? I would do that shit. That motherfucker be making $50 an hour.
Facts.
I just can't take the cold or the heat. Like, I'm a real picky motherfucker. I'm only coming on 65-degree days.
This day and age, you ain't even got to do manual labor. To own a business, you don't need a degree. You just need a license.
That's a fact, but so a lot of people...
You don't need... You don't need
this
school.
This is something I'm going to need motherfuckers to stop.
What?
You don't need a degree to own a business.
I just said that.
But try running a business with 25 uneducated, not...
I didn't say
but
I'm a higher my cousins and all that. I'm a higher educated people. That's like 50 said. 50 said, I never went to Harvard, but people that work for me did.
And
he's just a regular street
money.
Nigga that dropped
and
out of school.
That's
and
the element people need to understand. And I'm gonna just answer the question since I'm already talking. For me, you have a one up only on paper. You have a competitive advantage. It's not a guarantee, and that people need to understand that difference. They think the one-up means I'm in the door. Like, no, you got a competitive advantage when I'm doing a desk review of what you are compared to somebody else. And I might want to see you first, but not because I see you first means you're going to get the job or you're going to get the position. Education is always good to have in your back pocket. And the recession a few years ago taught a lot of people that. They had either monolithic education where it just went one way and then they lost their job and they end up flipping burgers at Burger King. You know, they didn't branch out.
There's nothing wrong with Burger King.
I saw you got a plaque the other day. Did, congratulations, man. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Loving when you work hard.
I got a trait though. I ain't got a degree or nothing.
But what I'm saying is it's something that you have to build stuff around. You can't just think just because I got a degree, my life is set. You got to build stuff around it. You got to be creative. You got to be able to use your hands. You got to be able to use your skills. You got to be able to use your talent. And then you got to be able to use your education as it is. I got different sources of income, and only one is directly related to my degree.
Which means I don't think that you do have a one-up just because you have the education.
I said a competitive advantage.
Yeah, I don't even...
That's all. Like, Black just literally explained what I said. Mm-hmm. He said, it's your license. Yeah. It's your competitive advantage.
1,000%.
But it's your competitive advantage depending on what you want to do.
That's true.
Because to me, you can have the piece of paper and lack common sense. You don't even know how to apply it, which mm-hmm. is kind of like what you said. So I don't even think that piece of paper really matters in the big scheme of things when you think about it, because how many people you know that have their education. And like you said, they had their education and they wind up doing, they go to school for business and they wind up doing something completely different.
Happens
than
all the
what,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
90%
so,
of people
but
in the world.
To Tanya's point, the people in HR is going to gamble on that piece of paper.
And that's the people in HR. But they're okay with common sense. But that's the people in HR, like I said, for the companies that you want to work at. For those people who want to start their own companies, for those people who think entrepreneurial and they want to do whatever it is that they want to do and they want to build their things from scratch and they have that marketing ability that's built inside of their character, they don't really need that piece of paper because they think differently. They already have the direction. Those people...
Yes and no.
Most of the people who own companies, most of the people, exactly, you got to fund it. But you don't need the education. But you don't need the education to fund it.
No, but you got to work. And what we're saying is in order to work, if you don't have a license, then you sometime will get overlooked longer because they're going to gamble on that piece of paper. That's all we're saying.
We're not. No, I understand what you can't survive, but it helps. It's a boost. That's all.
I get what y'all saying.
I think the person with the trait of the position actually has the boost over the person with the paper. Like if we go for the same job, right? And you coming in, you got your liberal arts degree. That's regular.
That's bullshit.
When I coming in, I got 6 years in engineering. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got a trade. I went to DeVry, whatever. GED, got my...
And we're both filling out for an engineer job?
Yeah.
You're going to win.
As I said, whatever the position... That's what Danny just said. Whatever the position. Just because you have a degree doesn't mean that you have a one-up now. But now my experience in the field that I started a trade, I went to Job Corps, and I'm painting, I'm doing whatever... And you come in with your degree, like, fuck it, I got 4 years, I graduated. Gotcha.
I know it on paper.
I'm saying?
I never did it, but I know
class.
It on paper. I took a class.
But now my experience is going to overwhelm your degree.
And now.
But if you read most of the requirements, this is what you got. You got to read that little box thing. It rather the education than the experience, though.
You know
but
why?
You're talking about, reading that little box.
And then not only that. You gotta hope you live somewhere where that talent is even fucking needed.
But you talking about reading that little box where education is a requirement, but once he's in the dorm, he got that position.
Preferred. It's preferred.
It's preferred or required, whichever one. But once he has his foot in that door and he already got it because of his experience, he could take that experience, learn what it
he's
is.
He could get paid less, too.
He could get paid less, but then he could turn that into a business and have people working for him because he knows and he could teach them and have the experience without even the degree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to gamble on the degree.
You going with the degree?
Just yeah, keep it in your just keep it in your back pocket.
I'm a gamble.
That's all. Put it in your back pocket.
I haven't seen it fail anybody. Because
it's all fun and games until somebody loses their job and try to reinsert themselves. I haven't seen it fail. But most rich people,
you're gonna do a struggle.
I know
with a degree, the most you're gonna do is struggle.
I know people personally, like that got like a master's degree, and I make 2 times more than them.
And the problem is, because a lot of people they don't know how to apply it.
That's
not even
that's
apply.
The top
like,
pay, and what they do, their top pay is less. But that's what they wanted to do, and in order to get that job, they had to go meet the requirements for that job. So if that's what they had to go do to go get that amount of money, that's what they had to go do. I'm not gonna look at nobody based on their salary because. It's certain jobs, even driving a fucking bus. You can't just go drive the bus because you got a license.
Yeah,
no, you got to go get a CDL, learn how to do the air pressure shit. And
you
all
ain't
got to
have a degree for that.
Exactly. We're not saying degree. We're talking
you
formal
don't,
education. Anyway.
Formal education.
You have to get formal education to even get in the bus.
That's what I'm saying. You have to go get. You have to go meet the requirements.
Yeah.
You understand?
The minimum requirements.
So you're saying the person that works somewhere else, you make more than them, but. They had to meet the requirements for the job they wanted. We can't all do what you do, and y'all can't all do what they do. You know what I mean?
And my thing back to what I said.
My I'm a gamble on that education.
My thing with a lot of people
driving and living.
I'm going for the trade, man. I ain't gonna lie.
The trade makes money, but the thing about what people also fail as you. In the educational aspect, especially the higher education, is they never make their degree work for them. They just get it just to say they have it.
Yep.
And that's where they fuck up all the time. And
the
I learned
so
this.
Bad, it's hard to get a job.
I learned
field.
Facts.
I learned this from just interning at the hospital for special surgery.
You know what I mean?
The person who I was speaking to, they're ahead of the intern program, and they were saying people come in here with 4.0 GPAs and high recommendations and think they're going to get the job. He's the person's like, it's nice that they are so educated, but I rather somebody who has a 3.0 GPA but has volunteered or interned or externed at a company because now it adds experience to what you've been doing. It also shows you're more genuinely interested in the position. So that person actually has more than a person who has a 4.0. So what people fail to do is add to the degree. Okay, you have this degree. What else? Where do you intern? Where do you extern? Where did you volunteer? What do you do outside? What was your part-time job? Mm-hmm. People go to school and pay these loans and come out and then get mad. Oh, I got this education when I'm doing it. You did nothing else other than fucking take tests, my guy.
And pay.
You pay to take tests and get mad you don't get the job. Like, you gotta be smart. These all them emails you get from school about this program, that study, whatever. People don't even open them.
But,
and these are things that actually help you to make your education, what you got on paper, look a million times better. So they want to call you first. You got your education plus. It's the plus that's missing.
But that goes back to what I said about depending on what you do in the field that you want to be in, because certain fields that you want to be in require you to have education. Once you get that education, it's a requirement to intern. Once you intern, it's a requirement to go get something else or do this or do that for you to get in within that field.
But
if that's what you choose, then yes, the education matters. But I don't feel like a person with formal education in general, they have a
Danny.
What?
Your mother. Let me ask you a question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Your son tell you in high school he want to drop out of school.
My son can't drop out of school.
Wow.
Because
listen to the question first. Mm-hmm. He want to drop out of school. He really like. He want to be like electricianist. I would say. He want to go to job corps. Pick up that trade. Would you let him drop out of high school? He's like temporary.
He can't drop out. I said you have to at least have a high school education. After that, you have to figure something out, and we could work it out.
So he couldn't pick up a trade. Like I already
know
what I
want to
do.
He can pick up a trade after he gets his high school diploma.
And why is that?
Because I feel like you have to at least have. There are certain things in high school and in junior high school and in elementary school, and certain social skills, certain things that we're taught within those years that are necessary in life. Once you go to college, that's what you want to do. If you decide to go to college, which I advocate for because I feel like it helps you with learning, not necessarily the piece of paper, but if you want to learn something, if you want to be something, then I feel like you can educate yourself and go to college or take up a trade if he wants to. It's all a part of learning. You know what I mean? So he can't drop out of high school because I'm an advocate for high school. And you need those experiences in those years.
So you see, advocating for the social skills. I'm advocating for the social skills, and I'm also advocating for certain things that you learn in high school, because high school is when you're transitioning into that college world and also into the real world.
Once you're at an after school program,
I work at an after school program.
You need college, and the reason is because there's a lot of our favorite artists that we grew up on, a lot of actresses that we grew up on, and actors who are fucking poor right now, dog. Are living a regular fucking life because they wasn't smart enough to read that fucking contract and understand the percentages of what was being taken out and what it was going to cost them, understand budgeting. And they wasn't smart enough to understand the business.
So college teaches you that?
I'm going to say,
Does the college course teach you that? Does college teach you how to budget, or does taking a class
college courses,
but there are people who take college courses who don't know how to budget. They could go to college and get that education and still don't know how to budget. But if you want to learn,
it sounds like what you're saying is take college courses without going to college.
In jail.
That's not what I'm saying. You saying there's some of us because they didn't go to school and stuff like that. But you don't have to learn that in school. You don't have to learn budgeting unless you take certain majors. Not everything has to do with budgeting money and stuff like that unless you want a career that has something to do with that, and that's a necessity. Then you take a certain major so that you can learn the budgeting and everything else. There are certain majors that don't even have anything to do with budgeting money or reading contracts.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Don't go to college. Good luck.
I didn't say don't go to college.
Fuck college.
Listen alive if you want. He was just a groupie the other day and for tacos. Whatever. I took
it. Yo, since you already brought up like artists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Cardi B recently was accused of being used as a pawn to promote a negative imagery of black women. Mm-hmm. Highlighting her seeming lack of education. When becoming rich and successful, should one be obligated to complete formal education, especially considering that they're now role models to young fans?
I'm going to say yes or no, and I'm going to tell you why. Yes, because when you hear most people speak, most people speak about what they want to do with life and how they're moving and the decisions that they're making, they always talk about the 1%. They leave the fuck out the 99, bro. I'm not into the 1%. I never tried to go to the NBA, bro. There's only 300 motherfuckers playing basketball out of the 10 billion trying to go there. You understand? So I'm not into that. I never tried to do that. So those people that refer to the 1%, look at the 1% for everything. They know how Beyonce eat, what she dress, what size shoes she wear, what she like, what she said, my boyfriend got to treat me like that. And they hold on to that. That shit is valuable to these people. And they trickle it down to their kids and so on and so forth. So for those people, they need that 1% of what they refer to mostly when they speak of success and positivity and role models. They need that because that's what they're looking at. Me, I was raised different. My role models was in my household. My brother was a 4.0 from second grade, you know what I mean? Never failed nothing, never got less than a 90-something on anything, you understand? So that's what I was looking towards. So I never needed it. I look at them for what they do. LeBron is a basketball player. Whatever he do after basketball has nothing to do with me. Tristan Thompson cheating has nothing. It has nothing to do with me. I don't feel away. He grabbed the rebounds. We won. We swept the Raptors. I'm happy with him. I don't got no beef with him. It's other people that invest more into celebrities than what is needed. You're looking at them for too much. You're supposed to like them for their talent, and that's it. Their personal life is theirs. Because if we was to judge everyone else that's judging them on their own personal life, we'll be having a different conversation. You know what I mean? Okay. Everybody be like, yo, that's none of your business. Exactly.
Danny, how you feel?
I mean,
I think is dumb. I think that you could do whatever it is that you want to do. I don't think you're obligated to do anything. You know, people put these things on other people just because they're in the spotlight, which I don't feel is fair. But at the same time, is let people be who they are. Like, you don't have to. You control what happens in your household. You control whether your kid, like, who your kid is watching, who they look up to, and all that stuff. You be the role model. That's your responsibility because that's your child. Don't throw your responsibility on somebody else just because your kid listens to their music or something like that. We don't know what her situation is. Like, I've raised the question in the group as well when we talked about it, and is what if she where she comes from, it's okay to speak like that. Nobody's telling her that she's wrong. They speak the same way, and until she when she started making money, now she's being told to change.
I don't even think I like the chick Azealia Banks like that, because I think she is trying to make a come up, but she is has a valid point.
She does she's have saying, a valid like, point.
Just don't say that you speak ignorant because you're from the hood, when there's millions of people that come from the hood that's actually educated. Like, that's but, basically what
and
she's
that's
trying
true,
to say.
But
she's
trying where to make, you coming from,
like,
you don't know.
Like, off of other people, and that's corny. But yeah, she has a valid point.
If Azealia Banks was white, we would be going crazy.
Facts.
If that was someone white
that said that,
saying that about Cardi B or about a sister, we'll be going fucking crazy.
Nobody fact. Wouldn't be like, "Where's the lie?"
It'll be. So we gotta stop the inside hate. Sometimes we be doing the same shit we complaining they doing. Mm-hmm. The fuck is going on here? Fall the fuck back, man. Listen, that girl gotta make music. Now, her inability to do that, that could disappoint you. That you could be mad at. That you could speak on. That you could publicly go crazy about. Anything else got nothing to do with you.
And I've even
her
listened
being
to her.
A fourth baby mama, whatever. That got nothing to do with you. You could only be disappointed in her for her ability to make or not make music. Because that's what she is. She's an artist. That's what you call her. An artist. That's it.
That's true, but I'll touch on that too. Let me see. Tanya, how do you feel?
Definitely not obligated, but even though these celebrities don't ask to be role models, they do carry a certain amount of influence, especially if you're somebody's correct. Favorite artist. So I think you do have a responsibility to be a voice for the voiceless, and you should promote as much positive traits as possible. So, and Cardi B does it. Even before she got where she is, she's like, I'm a stripper, but staying in school.
Mm-hmm.
She always, that's where the message came from. Diddy got his degree. There are so many artists that made their millions and have their millions, but still went back to school. I can't remember who just got their GED the other day, but Ja Rule went back to school. You know, and I think part of the reason they did is because they understand that people are looking to them, are looking up to them. And yes, they did make it without a lot of things, but I still think they have some responsibility to push as much positive images onto out so we can suck it up. Because we suck up all the negative shit real quick. As soon as it comes out, we on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to kind of just, I won't say balance it out, but try your best to promote the right messages. It doesn't have to be what you doing exactly, but the message needs to be there, and it needs to be included.
I absolutely agree with. I don't think I don't really want to change much. Exactly what she said. Like, even though you look at a person as an artist, once you get in a certain limelight, it's a given. People just gonna look up to you. Not saying adults, but kids is gonna look up to you. They got their parents, but they also everybody want to be like Mike. Like I'm saying, like Michael Jordan. Like, nah, fuck that. I made it to the NBA, but I smoke weed every day. Then kids gonna think they could do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't promote certain things, or as you get into a certain spotlight. I don't say you have to necessarily go back to school, but a lot of them do. Like Vince Carter's an NBA All-Star. He went back to his graduation. I think that was dope. Like, he went and graduated from North Carolina. Like, if like you said, anything that could help promote a positive outlook on things that you're supposed to do, and because people are looking up to you, no matter what you are, what your career is. Even like all of us, any of us in the room, like so it's probably somebody who look up to you. Like, no matter what you do, you black with the Jeep, but it's probably a kid looking up to you, like, yo. And if they see you do something crazy, I'm like, oh wow, I can do that shit too.
They should look up to me.
I knew it wasn't gonna go there.
You fake
why the fuck are you looking up? Listen, but man, that's why? In my household, I'm being this is real shit, bro. Yo, I never had to look up to bro. I never smoke weed, bro. Never tried no drug, no Xanny, no Oxycontin. I never been to jail, bro. Never had to commit no crimes, bro. Because my role model was in the house. This is what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it on TV. I'm listening to Biggie, Tupac.
Don't say you never been to jail, because I'm pretty sure you did things that probably could have landed you in jail.
I did a lot of things that could have landed me in jail. I was blessed not to make
it. That makes sense, though, you because know what I mean? that gives a negative connotation.
I could have kept going doing those things.
But you have a good head on your shoulder.
What I was looking at was different. If I was looking at Biggie and Tupac and Onyx, which was the motherfuckers, Wu-Tang when I was growing up, then things could have played out a whole lot different. I could have been online every day bragging about jail stories and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone I was locked up with a slop. But yep. That's not the life. So you gotta pick what your kids look at for entertainment and what your kids look at for influence and motivation. There's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And if Cardi B is that influential, then it's something you're not doing.
That's not true.
Also, you gotta really be able
true.
To.
That is true.
You have to also be able to teach your children dissection. Because you could look at Cardi B and see one of two things. You could either see the stripper that's shaking her ass when she's pregnant, or the Cinderella story is somebody who had a hard pass and now they're making it because of their work ethic. It's all about perspective. If your kids don't understand that, how to look at something, yeah, we see the negative, but I'm gonna just pull the positive out of it.
But it's also about the result as well, because shaking your ass while you're pregnant as opposed to doing drugs are two different things. That's negative. That's going to land you into a negative situation. Her shaking her ass or her speaking a certain type of way is just her getting a bad rep. It's two different things.
Yeah, but that is negative. Kids to do though.
But my thing is, how do you know somebody might be okay with shaking your ass while you're pregnant?
This is a drug generation because
it's a drug generation. But drugs can kill you, and drugs can hurt you. You speak in a certain type of way is not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. But I'm just saying that just to say, as far as like,
but even as far as like depression. But even that's what she's in. She's
saying like, she's pregnant. She's her hormones are crazy. And people,
women need to leave her alone. Women are grimy, yo. Y'all don't want to have a healthy baby. Y'all jealous.
Don't say y'all.
I don't want her to have a healthy baby.
Don't say y'all, because I love Cardi. I advocate for Cardi.
Whoever y'all is.
So whoever. Don't whoever. All right? Don't whoever.
Y'all is, y'all hating on a pregnant chick. She want to have a healthy baby. Leave her the fuck alone. I think. Women are taking out their frustrations. They wanted to get pregnant by a fucking Migos, and now they fucking tight.
You going to run up on who and do what?
I mean, hello.
Listen.
Oh.
At the end of the day, once you get a certain stature, you do have a responsibility to put on like your best foot forward for people that's watching, because everybody don't have their mother, everybody don't have their father figure, mother figure to look up to in their house or community. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people do look for that artist, the basketball player, this for direction. So you have to think about that as being somebody on that grandstand, like how they were saying about Kanye not too long ago. Like, you can't be saying certain things because people do look up to you. You disappoint certain people.
But he don't care.
I know, but I'm just saying for the people with higher stature. It's like all of the Future songs. You can't be talking about Molly Perkins said that. You don't even take them shits. Like, what type of image are you putting out saying, like, to do drugs and you're not even on some type of shit? Drink lean. Like, that shit ain't cool. Like, because kids going to try and do it. So I think once you get to a certain stature in life and you looked upon, like, automatically you get thrown into a role model situation. Even if you don't want it or not, you get put in that position. You have to kind of step with your best foot forward and live more. Portray a little more positive life. You live your life, but you, like I said, you can smoke.
But she is positive. Say, she just like can't speak properly.
It's like a crack.
Exactly. The way I would want her to.
No. That's what I said. There's no issue with Cardi.
And
I'm
she's
just
not
saying
that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think English. Nobody. I don't think English was a primary language in her household.
I think it was, but I just think she hood, and she got her fame from being the hood ghetto chick from the strip club. So she still dabbles back and forth, and it's not an issue.
Of course,
because
it got her to where she was at.
The what's popping, oh girl, like all that shit is funny.
To me, it's reverse racism. We're calling her ghetto. Mm-hmm. That's basically what we're doing. Yeah. We're standing online like, you're ghetto ass. You can't even talk.
Exactly.
Okay,
they're just judging her.
You got to go to work tomorrow morning.
Now that she's shining, you can't be late.
No, I'm not saying you ghetto, but baby, you going to work for $30,000, and she pregnant with $30 million. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Talking fucked up and all that with 30 M's. That's a big, that's a two different tax brackets. She can hire you. If she can hire you, you can't have an opinion.
That's not true.
If she can hire you, you can't have an opinion. I don't judge people like that, dog. I mean, maybe it's just me. You can't have an
opinion.
You're not allowed. You
can't have an opinion.
You're allowed to have an opinion. That don't mean that it matters.
I can hire you, dumbass, nigga.
People that got it don't matter.
Don't take it literally what he's saying.
You're allowed to have an opinion. It just probably doesn't matter.
Oh, me? Nah.
You know what I'm saying. Bro,
big bank take little bank.
Every day, why are you talking? Every don't day, say my to G. Me. That's a big every bank take little day. Bank.
All right, come on, we got to move on to the next. Somebody
walk and try to tell me what I should do next to my car. Yeah, all right, my nigga, thanks for the advice.
As I drive away in my Accord. Yeah, yo, change the rims, nigga. In my Accord. All right, y'all. Today's Mother's Day. We gonna talk. Early in the group, we seen like some racy topics about Mother's Day. Or whatever, you know, even though it's a very positive, beautiful Mother's Day, we're going to talk about the little spicy topics about the Mother's Day. So we want to know, is it okay for your partner to buy the child's mother a Mother's Day gift?
Is it okay for what?
You and Sushi break up. She got pregnant. You in a new relationship. She, I guess, in a new relationship. Can you buy Sushi? Ex-Sushi, a gift for Mother's Day.
She's the mother of my child?
The mother of your child.
And you in another relationship.
Of course I can. That's absolutely the mother of my child. That's forever. That is a marriage. If you have kids, you are married. That's it.
There you go.
That is a marriage. That is forever.
So what if y'all don't get along?
You're still married. You could, you people disagree.
If y'all don't get along, I'm pretty sure you're not gonna buy her a gift.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Because he said y'all married.
And beef no, in marriages married. All the time. You are.
You're not married. You just are in each other's lives for the that's until your kid. That's not marriage.
Same thing, marriages.
That's not marriage. No, marriage is a joint partnership. You this have to deal with
this
the
is worse than marriage.
And mortgages. Kids.
Yo, kids is worse than marriage.
And marriages. All
no,
things.
No, no. Kids is worse than marriage, son.
No, because
you can get divorced.
Okay.
And if you don't have no
kids,
you don't have to be in a holiday life.
Yeah, you
kids,
don't.
Mortgages and marriages.
This is family.
All the same thing.
It's
there are
family.
All contracts for 20 years and better.
They're contracts, but they're all different contracts.
It's family.
Correct.
You become family.
Yeah, it's family.
It's
yes,
family.
I agree. You become family.
It's certain family you don't like, but you still family.
Yes,
you got to deal with it.
I agree with that.
So it's not marriage.
But
it's
you
family.
Have to deal with them. So huh? it's a
but
difference.
But you don't have
that's
to deal with them.
No, you
don't have to deal
with
them like this.
Them.
You could deal with them like this.
You can't.
Yes, that, you that, can.
Then that's a broken home. Sorry
that's,
to hear
how is that a broken that, home? How are you
like
saying
this?
That with no kids?
Two parents right here? That's a broken home.
How you
home.
Saying that with no kids?
I don't need a kid to say
yes,
that.
Yes, you do need a kid. That's not common sense.
One plus one is always three.
That's not common sense.
That's common sense.
Always three.
That's
not common
sense.
I agree with
that.
No,
you're
family.
No, you're family, not married.
You're family.
Bro.
You're not married. Because
marriage, you could break away. You could leave your wife. If y'all don't have no kids, it could be over. That's it. It's done.
Y'all
you can't get away from
to.
Your
you
family.
You don't have to speak to them every
no
single day.
No matter what
you do
in life,
you're
always
going to
be family. You could hate your brother forever. He's still going to be your brother.
You asked me a question. You said that if I had a baby
you
mother.
You answered that.
And she was in a new relationship, would I buy her something?
Yeah.
That's forever. That's forever.
That's a fact.
That
you're
means
family.
My duty is forever. That's like your kid being 25 and you like you grown. No, that's still
your
child.
Duty. But wait,
your duty with your child and your child mother. That is a contract. Now whether or not you want to live up to it, that's on you.
Wait.
That's where
wait,
a lot
wait,
of men
wait,
get
no,
it
no,
fucked
no,
up.
No, 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 no,
y'all
no.
Nigga think y'all could just
y'all niggas.
Boy.
You talking about y'all niggas?
Y'all niggas
got something to say.
Y'all niggas.
No. Listen.
And y'all chicks and too, y'all, who don't understand that you're married.
You're not married.
Listen.
No, you just
you
never
fucking
been,
it up. Wait. You fucking it up.
You're not
married.
Neither have
you. Family. As I said, at the end of the day. Well, I ain't gonna say at the end of the day because this is a long call. We just warming it up. I want to get into Tanya because Tanya trying to sit back.
What you Tanya, no contract. This? She about to rebuttal that. Tell them they married. Tell them.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear from the like the people like
who don't have
no
kids
and
y'all
stuff like
y'all,
that.
Y'all think I don't got kids?
Okay,
you got nieces and nephews. You don't have kids.
Sushi, call me.
The gag in this whole question is. Is it okay for your, first of all, why do you think you even have a choice in how somebody parents their child with their other, not, I'm not, let me say parent.
It's not parent
I was going to change my word. Not parent, but why do you think you have to give permission for somebody to show appreciation? I thought that shit was, that's the funniest part of the whole question to me. Me as a girlfriend giving my man permission to show appreciation. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, my thing is, there's nothing wrong with it. And then even some people do the whole, I'm going to say it's from the child and not me. It's not necessary. Like, that's not the bullshit. That's petty and childish. It's okay if he says it's from the son or the daughter. Like, no. Bro. Y'all fucked. Y'all had a child. Bro. Y'all co-parented. Mm-hmm. Yes, a man can give a woman a gift. Like, we can't put, like, sexually charging situations like, oh, you want to fuck if you give me a gift, or you still want me back to give me a gift. Like, no, it's a form of appreciation. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's, to me, it's not that deep. Anybody I was with who had child or I talked to, whatever, I always encourage them to have relationships with their positive relationships with the person they have a child with. You have that, like Black said, that's just forever. So we can't bend and twist and turn it so I can feel better about myself. And I'm not even in the situation permanently. Exactly. I could be ex girlfriend in 2 years. That's the baby mother. So
you could
I should
be an ex girlfriend so next month.
That's what I'm saying. Okaying the shit, like. Why have that much power?
Okay.
But this is why relationships fail because they give people that's nobody the power.
No.
Raise your
baby mama and father up. Raise them up in the church. Raise them.
I own nobody. A man should be able to give the mother of his child a gift as a man, and people not take it to a whole different dimension. Yeah. Yes, there are people who have their own little thing behind it. I'm not going to say that doesn't exist, but it shouldn't be something where it's like it's so taboo to give a man give a woman a gift.
He want
to
give his excuse for not buying nothing. Go ahead, La.
Let's hear the excuse, La.
I don't give no excuse. I'm just say you just like you can do it if you want.
Correct.
You're not obligated. To do it, you know what I'm saying? You're not obligated to do it. You know what I'm saying? You're not obligated to buy your child's mother a gift or whatever. But you can do it if y'all on that. Y'all relationship is like that, and it's nice and cordial, and you appreciate her. Yes, you can buy anybody you want in the world a fucking gift if you appreciate them. So it doesn't matter.
You should appreciate your child mother as much as you appreciate your children.
Agreed.
Because energy transfers.
Agreed.
So the way you make her feel, ultimately, somehow throughout the day, it'll go into the child because she'll be pissed off. So, yes, I think you should give, of course, you wouldn't say it, but I'm saying
it. Are we talking to parents?
All right, let's talk to parents.
I didn't say I wouldn't say, what'd you say, appreciate?
I said you should appreciate the mother of your child as much as you appreciate your
you
children.
You should respect because energy the mother transfers. Of you. You should respect the mother or the parent of your child as much as you respect your children. You don't always
and
don't have
Mother's
to appreciate because sometimes
they might not be worth
appreciation, but you still gotta respect them because you sat down, you laid down, you had unprotected sex, but you still gotta respect them. You don't always have to appreciate. I'm not gonna buy
you
no
respect
dip
strangers,
for no bum ass
appreciation.
I'm not gonna appreciate no bum ass like a baby mother or whatever.
Bro.
No, you don't. You can respect everybody. You don't have to appreciate everybody.
Exactly.
But
the mother of your child.
What if she's a piece of shit? I can still respect her as the mother of my
correct.
Child, but
that's
I don't appreciate
a piece of shit.
Her.
That's different.
That's what I'm saying.
That's different.
It's the right wording, man.
That's different.
I'm a high school dropout.
That's different.
I got you.
That's different.
Gotcha.
That's different.
Yeah, Jenny
talk. Good. Cali good. You ain't gonna lie to me.
Cali good.
Cali and KK,
listen,
they over there chilling over there.
They good, man.
So.
Dude, shout out to Lexi.
Right,
she's a great
today.
Mother. I'll never, dude, ever, ever, ever
yeah,
down
yeah,
disrespect
is good
her.
Today.
As you should.
Flowers is good today, then.
But go ahead, Dan.
Flowers and candy. Edible arrangement closed at 11. The one on
this
Sheep Shack Band is one in Bushwick.
His ass off today.
I mean, just trying to
discount.
Danny, did you get anything for Mother's Day? Because you over here subbing people.
No.
You whispering. What's
Who
up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Nah, I ain't getting nothing.
Sorry to hear that.
I ain't getting nothing.
Horrible. He's a mean person.
He's not a mean person. Ain't none of his business.
Not his business.
I don't think that it's a problem with it at all. I think that if you guys have a relationship like that and you guys get along and everything, it's no problem. Like, nobody shouldn't put anything or feel a way towards you appreciating your kid's other parent at all. And that's it.
All right. Are the limits of gift giving like basically how much they spend on their child's mother? Is it a limit for you. Say if you was in a relationship with your, let's say a man, and he has a baby mother, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, I want to buy her this diamond necklace for Mother's Day. You Gucci with that? I'm putting the kid's name on it. is it a limit to you in your mind, gift giving? Or is it like
it's a limit to what you give? Yes. To me. Only because
what's the limit, like, in your mind? Like, what's the spending limit? If your man has a baby mother,
I mean, spending limit, like, I'm not even thinking of spending limit. I'm thinking of what
you're the girlfriend you're of the
actually
year.
Getting, not really how much you're spending.
You got
the girlfriend got chocolates. Is giving a grown
he
man.
He bought her a diamond necklace.
I mean, of course, I would definitely feel away if I got a chocolate. Because what you're basically saying is, I ain't shit. Like, what the fuck? That's how I'm going to feel.
So he should treat you better than his baby mother.
I'm not saying you should treat me better. No, I'm asking,
should he give you a better gift than his baby mother?
It don't even have nothing to do with being
I'm
a better gift.
I'm just asking a simple question,
it has
yes
nothing
or no.
To, there's no yes or no. It has nothing to do with being a better. I don't think that I should get a better gift or she should get a better
you're
gift.
You're the girlfriend. She's the baby mother. Who should get the better gift?
I'm not even thinking in that way. I'm thinking in your effort and what you, if you, if, okay, so, perfect. So here's the
you're
thing.
You're dancing. I'm asking a simple question.
I'm not dancing.
You're the girlfriend.
I'm not Chris Brown.
He has a diamond necklace here. He got edible arrangements here. Which gift is yours?
The diamond necklace. Fuck that.
You're not the baby
you
mother.
Can't make this shit up, man. You can't make this shit up. It ain't set up crazy.
So there is a
he not
is
with
a
her no more though.
It don't matter.
You appreciate
that's
her.
From the kids.
That's
from the kids.
That's from the kids. Nah.
She shelters the fucking kids. She takes care of the kids.
And you should appreciate. I would be that girlfriend that would be like, so
no,
getting
you're
her
bullshit
something?
Girlfriend because you want
how?
The diamond necklace.
Why wouldn't I want the diamond necklace?
Because you're the girlfriend. You're temporary.
And anybody who's
short
not
stay.
Married is temporary
no,
too.
No, not the baby mother. She's forever.
All right, and she can
even
be
if you
forever.
Move on,
but even
she's
if
forever.
You, but what does that mean though? Even if she is forever, nobody's saying that you can't appreciate
so
her.
So she get the
that's
forever
not what
gift.
I'm saying.
Wait, Black.
Short-term
fuck
gift.
Out of
you
here.
Get
so
the
what apples. If your girlfriend? What if your fiance has a baby mother and he has a baby father? He bought her fucking diamond necklace. Yes. I'm gonna go. So what if you are with somebody and their baby father bought him a diamond necklace? You all right with that? If he bought her a diamond necklace, her baby father bought her a diamond necklace and you're with her, are you okay with that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not, and that's why I'm not in those situations because
you don't know what situation you ever be in.
I understand that those things are you know, you come third, fourth, fifth, or sixth when you're in those situations.
How?
That's why I'm not in that.
But that's your take on it.
Yes.
You come third, fifth, or sixth, or whatever. No, that's your take on it. I'm not saying you respect.
That's my
you have you have somebody who was in labor with your kids, who freaking loves your kids to death, and they take care of your kids.
That's why she gets the diamond necklace.
You appreciate her.
And you get the fruit.
You appreciate her.
That's why she gets the diamond necklace, and you get the fruit.
Nah.
Common sense.
Okay.
Common sense.
That's
you,
your take.
You get
I'll
the
disagree.
Fruit and a gift card to the barbershop.
You always mad. Yup. I can get the Zeke. You can't because you don't have a hairline. Or
okay.
Hair.
I'm okay with that, baby.
But go ahead.
The woman that want me, they don't want me to have hair. You know what I mean? They like
she
it
accept
it
you
is.
For who you are.
Hello. And you should accept that fruit basket and the gift card. You don't deserve the diamond necklace.
My son's father might give me a diamond necklace. So
I doubt it. La, what
I
you
don't.
Saying now? What's the next topic?
I didn't even get a fucking chance to speak. y'all niggas
come on,
La.
Come on, La. Keep the show going.
Okay, so is there a limit to the gift? I remember. All right, for me, I would like I said, I don't want to give nobody any restrictions, but you got to be careful of the message you're sending.
Facts.
You're not gonna buy this. I'm gonna say you're not gonna buy. If you buy her lingerie, you're sending a message.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy her certain types of gifts, you're sending a message. And that message could turn out being disrespectful to our union. So that's weird. The only thing I would want somebody to be cognizant of, the message you're sending. Also, price-wise, no limit on the price, but let it be relative. Don't be the nigga who spends average on gifts $1,000 and then all of a sudden it's a $20,000 gift going over their Mother's Day, you're sending a message. That's all I'll say about that.
What was that?
Make sure y'all get y'all tickets to Julian. I dropped the link in the comments. Lot giving out free hugs all fucking day. You know what I mean? Ladies, you get the hug a lot up close and personal. He's wearing a sleeveless shirt just to give y'all the heads up. I ain't going to tell y'all what style he's wearing. Kanye's fixing his shit up and so on.
Kanye's fixing.
Come on, Lot, man. Keep the show going. Keep the show going, man. But ladies, you got to play your role as a girlfriend. Please play your role as a girlfriend. If baby mom get the better gift, she is
play your role as a fiance too.
If she's the, yeah, I mean, wherever you at, you got to play your role. You understand? You got to play your role. You know what I mean? That's how the game got fucked up. You know what I mean? A lot of side chicks want to be the main chicks. And then a lot of girlfriends want to act like wifey.
What is the side chicks and the main chick got anything to do with anything?
Because a lot of side chicks fucked up the game trying to act like the main chick. They fucked the game up. They fucked the game up. Because people, we're talking about role playing. People don't know how to play their role. If you're the girlfriend, whatever he do with his baby mama, had nothing. You can't
they might not even have a union. Like, they're in each other's lives forever. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're together. Like, yes, you respect her. You appreciate your baby mother. Just like if you're if she has a baby father or whatever, and she's in a relationship, she's going to respect her baby father and appreciate him. That doesn't necessarily mean that you guys have to still act like you're in a relationship. And like Tanya said, there are certain, sometimes you might send off the wrong message depending on what it is, because her boyfriend might not like that. And not saying that he can say he has any say, but you might create something within that union and you don't even realize it. And it might be, you might be creating something within your union.
He should understand not to have a say. He should understand that.
He might not have a say, but what I'm saying is if somebody is spending money or buying you certain things to show appreciation, it's like, wait, whoa, 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 why he buying you this? This is what I'm here for. Like she said, lingerie. Is it okay for a baby father to buy lingerie as a token of appreciation? Because he's in her life forever?
I mean, you know.
He could buy it.
He knows what she likes.
You can buy it, but.
He know what she likes as long as he ain't seeing her in it, right? Lai, what's up, man? Roy saying he needs to be on the show, Lai. He want to take
his
spot.
That's my guy, Super Roy. He said, what if the baby father is paying the baby mother's rent?
His kids are there.
They going in the comments.
Nah, his kids are there. They ain't
I think
ain't
that's okay.
That.
I think that's
like
very
a baby
okay.
father saying, you know what? I made it. I'm financially stable now. I have enough to get two cribs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get y'all a better crib, upgrade your situation, and we over here. I still got my situation here, but I want my kids to have a better outlook on life, live in a better neighborhood, a better school district. That's fire. That's not a bad thing. That's fire. Who's gonna say no? He's giving too big of a gift. He's sending a message. Yeah, my message is I want my kids to be okay. in a more quality atmosphere. And anyone that's not for that, as a girlfriend, get the fuck out of here. Or boyfriend, get the fuck out of here. You must be a fucking fool, you idiot. What are you talking about? This is about the kids. It's not about you. You got to shelter these kids for possibly 25 years. Kids ain't moving out at 18 anymore. The youngest they're moving out, ready to be adults that could maintain an actual life is 25. Yep. Right, La?
Let's go, La.
Can how you feel about your partner buying a gift or receiving a gift be an example of trust, security, or insecurity within your relationship?
Say that again, Lon.
Like, how you feel about your, like you were saying, basically, the partner, the girlfriend, the boyfriend getting mad. Mm-hmm. Could that be an example of trust, security, or insecurity within your relationship?
Of course, it's an example of insecurity.
Yeah, we're going to need you to sit up. The girls are commenting, and they can't see your face. You got your hat low. You're doing a lot. They want to see you. Can you? Thank you. Thank you. Could you look in the camera, please?
I mean, of course, it's an example of insecurity because you're making everything that's happening or everything he's doing about you. He's given her a gift, so you're mad. You know, he has interacted with her, so you're mad. If you're taking it to that level, it's a form of insecurity. I mean, yeah, most people who date people with kids have this thing in the back of their head that some kind of flame could rekindle at some time. Most people have it, and everyone does, but it if you're uncomfortable with everything that. He does,
I believe that though.
if you're uncomfortable with everything he does, yes, it's a sign of insecurity. Hmm. Especially in a relationship, he doesn't have an option to opt out. You can't opt out of being a father.
Exactly. That was good.
That was good.
Home run right there.
I must agree. You want to call you butter today because you want to roll.
Got the fire today. Hello.
Because be learning. Hello. Be learning.
Adoption. Hello. Bring your kids up. Hello. You gonna run up on the way.
I can't see you, son.
Yo, that shit is crazy. But now you know, I wouldn't mind a dude doing for his baby mother if it's helping her and the kids. That's none of my business. That's corny. The only thing I would mind is if he crossed the line, like fake, like disrespect her in public or something like that, or even behind closed doors, and she don't want me to violate because that's her baby father. Now it's like, yo, nah. Like, cause you know, some people are still protective, like that's their man. You know what I mean? So nah, that I can't deal with that. But anything else you want to help us have a new refrigerator, washing, dryer in the house? I'm all for that. Let me send you a couple coupons too. Save your few dollars. That ain't gonna hurt my feelings because I know I could pay. But it might take us a little longer to get it. But I could pay
with
for
the BOGO
shit. You know what I mean? Like it is what it is. You gotta appreciate those that carry that baby for 9 months, man. Thanks. And women are so some women are so evil and jealous, and they don't wanna see another sister live good. You know, when they take you, they feel like you are theirs. And some dudes are like that too. Some dudes are just as corny, and they want to make their baby mama jealous by treating the girlfriend fire.
Oh,
getting
that's
her
what
the
I
crib,
can't. I can't fuck with that.
Getting her
shit,
the car, so. Got your baby mama and the kids on the bus. You
and then
corny
you and
now.
Then you look, was the girlfriend that promoting that shit too.
Yeah,
that bothers me.
A girlfriend
if you
to promote
know,
that is
it's one thing if you don't know, but if you know the man you with. It's treating the mother of his child a certain way, and you okay this because you want to be the female with the upper hand in the situation.
Facts.
You a fucked up woman.
You a
fucked
girl.
Fuck
but a lot of them do.
And they
a
think
lot
it's okay.
Do.
They really think it's okay.
A lot
that's
of them
the, that's
do.
The sad part.
And then they act like they didn't see it happening to them 3 years later when he's tired of you and go get the next chick. He like, oh my God, now you and the moms, you and the first baby mom's best friends because now y'all got the same story.
Sis.
You know what I mean? Y'all both following Shorty. Like, did you see what she posts? Yeah, he got
First
y'all.
Of all, I'm
he
not gonna y'all. Be with you if you're not taking care of your kids. That's
facts.
A problem.
Big fact.
That's
a
big.
Aren't.
That's a big. That's
aren't.
A big problem if you're not even like trying to be in your kids' lives or doing something like that. Or if you're doing some fuckboy shit, you treating me good, but your kids is like that's not. I wouldn't as a parent. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't because they don't understand that they're married. They're married. That's forever.
So that's forever and they're married, but if he disrespects her and they're married, then you got a problem.
Well,
with that.
If he disrespects her, you
got a problem with that. That's
well, I'm there. You want me or the police? You want to wait 30 minutes for the cops, or you want me to handle it? Because he's beating your ass. So
but now
you,
just put that in a beating your ass. We're not talking about beating your ass. We're just talking about
that's
disrespect
violation.
Across the. We talk about disrespect
that's,
across the.
No,
board.
If you're arguing about family shit, that's nothing. But if he's beating your ass, you want to wait for 12? All right,
you specified
or you
it.
Okay,
I got you. You specified it.
With,
all right.
Which one? You want Black Success to put the pain in? Because I put the pain. Me and Lai go to the same gym. We go to LA Fitness and shit. It's all kind of bench presses. Lai, tell them about the shit that you were doing. This shit right here. Yo, talk to
Lai,
him.
You don't got
man.
Nothing
they
to say?
Wanna,
what's up with
you?
Why you so
man?
Quiet?
He hating on the ladies.
Why
man?
You quiet?
The ladies acting
so
asking
you,
questions.
You're not giving gifts?
For me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm. That's
you,
it?
What'd
you
give? Talk about nothing else? You don't want to
you don't
wanna
talk now?
What'd you give?
You got the floor.
What gift did you give?
Nothing. Gift for life.
No, what gift did you give your baby mama?
Gift for life.
The gift of life? You ain't had that?
Two kids. That's it.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's the gift for Mother's Day. Here, you're a mama.
You nosy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna DM her. I know you're a better man than that. Liza, he's an edible arrangements guy. You know what I mean?
See, y'all talking about. Give a shout out to your mother, each one of us. Let's go. Oh, yeah. So tell your mother, say something you're thankful for your mom.
Mama, success. I'm gonna say thank you. Mama is official, you know. Taught me a lot. Taught me that I don't need to look up to Cardi B in the way she speaks. You know what I mean? I had enough family doing the right things. And I was looking up to them, and it helped. You know, it life could be worse. You know what I mean? I'm struggling, but I ain't struggling that bad. You know what I mean? And I appreciate it. You know what I mean? It come from the crib. It come from what was embedded into me. And hopefully one day I get lucky and I could transfer that into someone else. You know what I mean? A junior or a daughter or something like that. You know what I mean? Black success. Ladies, see y'all June
3rd. Did you just kiss this nigga?
I mean, what's up? They saying lie emotional today. Come on, lie. They shooting at you and all that. Talk to your mama and talk to
your mom. Tell your mom thank you for something.
Yeah, y'all go.
You can't tell your mother thanks for something.
He want to go lie. He got some fire.
Oh, he got fire.
Yeah, he got fire.
He got fire. So you going next?
Sharon Bernard, thank you for giving me life. Thank you for supporting me in every single thing that I do, even if we argue and we don't agree. Thank you for being a great grandmother to my children. Thank you for loving me unconditionally, and I love you to death.
Just wanna thank Paulette Peace-Eye. For understanding me since day one, and just always being there, even after long, awkward periods of not talking or not interacting, or understanding that I get busy and I can still pick up the phone and she'll always answer. I can still shoot her a text and she'll always answer, you know, and just knowing that I love her even though she doesn't see me as much as she should see me. And that just goes back to just her just understanding who I am and how I operate and how I move. So, thank you, Mommy.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my mother.
Wow, La. Where is your emotion today?
You don't have it.
Who you texting? You texting somebody. Somebody got your head all over the place.
I ain't texting
Are
nobody.
You getting nudes? You got to send it to everybody if you get nudes right now.
I wish. Nobody want me. Days over.
Allegedly.
But
June 3rd if you do.
Shout out to mothers. You might get some mother pussy tonight. Come go.
I don't want no mother pussy. Everybody take care of their kids. tuck your kids in tonight. Sing them a story. Read them a story. Do everything. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Shout out to my mother, though. I love you. She's like my business partner and my best friend. Gloria, you fucking fat ass. Appreciate you and I love you. All right, we'll get your shout out, so let's go. We out.
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you guys are having the best day ever. Sneakers Only Apparel is still being sold. Thank you to Black and thank you to La for supporting. Thank you to Tanya and Nico for supporting as well. Aisha, bestie, you know, I got you. Adele, Kiara, everybody, y'all can follow me at your favorite tomboy on IG. Tomboy out.
Go, Tom.
Oh, sorry. shout out to everybody who has been supporting us from as long as I can remember. For everybody who's been, you know, listening to the podcast, the people who do it, listen to it on their downtime, the people who left reviews. We still want reviews, so sign into the iTunes and drop a review for us. But the people who support us as a group and also support us individually, because we all got different things going on, and you guys still support us as units and as a whole. So thank you to all the fans, the supporters, everybody that arrived with us. Shout out to Nico, Level Up Cow. Is that the name of it? I'm drunk. Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. Get your washes. Get your detail. Body outing. I'm not promoting it right now because I'm trying to focus on finals. So everybody, if you want a wig, you got to hold on like about 2 weeks. Then I got all of y'all. Shout out to Danny. Sneakers Only. Y'all get y'all gear. She got that good stuff. She got that fire. And June 3rd, I'm arguing with everybody. So make your appointments if you want to argue with me. The link is all down in the comments to get y'all tickets. soon. See y'all.
brownholywaterpodcast.com, Live Brown Facebook, Hanson 15 Instagram. June 3rd, please get your tickets. I want to hear shit after that day party. Hopefully the weather's nice and we're gonna do it big. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there doing your thing, supporting your kids, raising your kings and queens up, right? And next week is our last show for the season. It's the season finale. Everybody's in the hot seat next week. If you don't know, you can call up all fucking show and ask whatever you want. It's going to be a drunken episode all week. I mean, all show. So, you know what I'm saying? Do remember next week is the last show of the season.
Jalapeno Wild Card.
And Black, take us out.
Put my hoodie on real quick.
Jesus Christ.
I've been getting a lot of messages, DMs, emails, airdrops, you know. And the messages have been all going down the same path. And the path is that everyone wants to know, is that a GMT Rolex you're wearing, Black? Yes. Like, I told y'all that a couple shows ago, and you decided not to listen. Tickets, June 3rd, rooftop day party. If you fuck with me and you want to hug a lot, please get your tickets now. Danny and Rikisha will be there too.
Like, we don't have nothing to do with that.
Danny and Rikisha will be there too.
But I
know
too.
That we have a strong female following, and they really like, you know, Papi Chocolata, and they like Lava,
like
whatever
us too.
They like him now to be. Boris, I mean, you can take us out. We're not here to talk about the rest. They like me a lot only. Gotta be. See y'all then. Take a link in the bio. Cheer.
Yeah. Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, Black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, Black, bless it,